The ongoing trials and challenges of the construction industry are well known, especially with regards to big construction companies. Only this week, Group 5 announced that more than 3,000 people will be left unemployed following the demise of the company's businesses. And Basil Reed has announced it's retrenching all staff not working on projects to cut costs. Mahau Mpomela, who's the executive director at Master Builders Association North, joins us in studio to give us some perspective on the impact some of these challenges have had on the industry. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Perhaps you can briefly give us some context. I mean, I'm reading Basil Reed and some of the other companies that are either filing for liquidation or business rescue. Perhaps you can give us some color as to what led to some of these big companies ending up in such dire situations.
Yes, it is indeed a multitude of factors, that stems from the ever so pronounced collision that we that was made with the 2010 pronouncement at the time. At this point in time, the challenges that are being faced by the construction industry, mainly it's the work, the availability of work, the availability of projects. We hear from governments, for instance, announcing from time to time that there's this amount of money that has been released or that is going to be released by government on infrastructure development. I mean, some of the amounts would have been put on about, 800 billion, and we don't really get to see where is that money. Yeah. So that on its own, because, I mean, infrastructure driven by government gets to unlock further developments. Mm. Within the country and within the economy, and therefore the construction industry will be the driving force towards rolling out that infrastructure development. So we're still waiting. We still would like to see that coming forth. It's been delayed here and there. You would hear that it is coming, but we don't really see it rolling out to the ground. But more than that, where we do have the projects that are, I mean, government as the driver of or the provider of infrastructure.
Yeah.
Government will contract with the bigger companies, that you have mentioned. Mm-hmm. Earlier on at the beginning, and therefore those companies will go on a partnership with government. Mm. So a whole host of issues such as delayed payments, non-payments of those companies have a spiral effect on the middle tier contractors. In their own nature, the bigger construction companies that you have mentioned, those are mainly project holders. Mm. They hold projects, and then you have a middle tier contractors and the subcontractors.
Yes.
Those are your small buggy brigades. Those are the real actual builders of this economy, of our country. And therefore, if the main contractor is not paid, therefore he will therefore not be able to pay the subcontractors. There's this thing which is called pay when paid clause.
Yeah.
So that has actually led to a demise of many construction companies, where the smaller companies will accept to go onto a project on an agreement that they will only be paid once the main contractor is paid.
Mm.
And whether the main contractor is indeed paid on time or not, you never also get to know if they have been paid on time and where either payments would have been done. You'll also find that, main contractors in other instances, they will bankroll the subcontractors and therefore utilize whatever the money that they have been paying, that they've been paid to actually go for more and further projects.
Yeah.
So that has been, some of the challenges that we have faced within construction industry. Of late, I'm sure you would have heard of so-called construction mafia.
Yes.
The construction mafias as well. It's been a big challenge. The president has pronounced as well on that the whole issue of construction mafia, it comes under the banner of radical economic transformation. Mm. And therefore, where you have these forums that are going onto construction sites and demand a 30% set aside for transformation on the projects. Now, the challenge with that is that it came as a result of the Preferential Procurement Act, which was mainly on the government projects, not necessarily on the private projects. Okay, but however, the bigger companies within South Africa, they are also well aware and they are cognizant of the fact that they live within South Africa, which needs to transform. But the challenge with this business forums is that they are so fragmented.
Yeah,
the fragmentation thereof, you know, lead to you not knowing who they really are. Who do they really represent? You could be dealing with this forum today, and tomorrow, another new set of people come in and they claim to be representing the same communities. So that fragmentation has led to, you know, a fear. And in other instances, yes, we have had issues of, you know, intimidations on site. We have seen some of the sites where there has been banning of property and all of that. I mean, those are some of the challenges that we really faced up within construction industry.
Okay.
Yes.
What can government do at this point to save this industry? Because there's also, I can guess, a fear that more construction companies will be caught up in this and eventually find themselves in trouble if they don't get paid or there's not enough work. What can be done?
Really, at this point in time, you know, going back to the steps that I've highlighted to you, more infrastructure work. I mean, as Master Builders Association North, we have a credible contractors that have been there, that stood the test of time. They are legitimate contractors and in all sizes and shapes. In fact, the majority of our smaller, we have a majority of smaller contractors that are there that can assist to help. So if government can roll out more projects, that will go a long way in, you know, in making sure that we can sustain this industry, which is a very strong industry. And, you know, to highlight that, to show that we have a very strong construction industry. In 2010, for instance, we could build, you know, the World Cup by South Africans, for South Africans, and on time. So we definitely do have a very strong construction industry. But again, fast tracking on what government can do, we really are very desperate for government to intervene when it comes to the business forums.
Right.
Because in other instances, it gets to be very violent, it gets to be intimidating, it gets to shut down of sites, and the contractor is at the tail end of finding themselves being the ones that are bearing the brunt of those delays, and they lose on the margins because either the owners or the professionals will be penalizing them if the projects are not completed on time.
Mahau, I definitely want to have you back on the show because there's also other things I'd love to talk to you about for instance, the loss of, you know, staff and skills when there's no jobs. I can imagine some of the international construction companies are looking at some of the guys we have on the ground here. But we'll have you back on the show sometime soon. That is Mahau Mpumela, who is the Executive Director at Master Builders Association North.